This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The distribution of an initial 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer-BioNTech across the European Union will be completed by September, a spokesman for the EU Commission said. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend over the suspicion the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery, a direct administrator told Reuters TV. And Russia's first big international shipment of its vaccine, 300,000 doses sent to Argentina last week, consisted only of the first dose of the two-shot vaccine, which is easier to make than the second, sources told Reuters. Lebanon has secured about 2 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine, which will cover 20% of the country's nationals, the health minister said. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry extended a ban on entry to the kingdom by air, land, and sea for another week amid concerns over the variant of the virus. South Korean officials are vowing to speed up efforts to launch a public COVID-19 vaccination program as the country announced it had detected its first case of the virus of the variant linked to a rapid rise in infections in Britain. In medical developments, Russia will begin trials of an antibody treatment for COVID-19 patients next year, according to the head of the Moscow Institute that developed the country's first vaccine against the disease, Sputnik V. The Serum Institute of India, the local maker of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, said it expected the British and Indian governments to approve shots for emergency use within a few days. Israelis who are sick with COVID-19 will be able to cast their ballots at drive-through polling stations that authorities hope will ensure a smooth election in March while minimizing infection risks. This is VOA News. The European Union unanimously has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain, set to go into effect January 1st. The deal still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states met in Brussels Monday to approve the accord. Britain's Parliament is expected to approve it Wednesday. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill Sunday, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. Included in the bill, the COVID relief bill. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The long-awaited COVID relief package that President Donald Trump threw in doubt is now law after Trump signed the $900 billion package Sunday at his private club in Florida. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund federal agencies through September and includes end-of-session priorities such as an increase in food stamp benefits. Trump held up the bill by demanding $2,000 relief checks instead of the $600 checks in the bill that passed both houses of Congress. In a written statement, Trump said he was sending back to Congress a redlined version of the bill with items he wants removed, but the bill as signed will not necessarily be changed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Now that President Trump has signed the long-sought pandemic relief package, the Senate's top Democrat is urging him to make good on a demand. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president spent days complaining the bill gives most Americans only $600 in direct payments instead of $2,000, a total his fellow Republicans have already rejected.
People need the money.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrat-led House will vote today on boosting the checks, and the president must then convince Republicans to follow.
Don't just talk about it, act. These Senate Republicans have followed you through thick and thin. Get them now to act.
But they're likely to ignore the push for bigger checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bangladesh is going ahead Monday with plans to move a second group of Rohingya refugees to an island in the Bay of Bengal. Although rights activists have voiced strong opposition about the transfer, Bangladesh's foreign minister said about 1,000 refugees will be relocated to what he called a beautiful resort. Russia's foreign ministry Monday declared a Bulgarian diplomat persona non grata in a tit-for-tat move after expulsion of a Russian diplomat by Sofia. The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.